Fighting Pools?
Yeah, hi, is Christian?
Mass is calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on just a minute.
Sure.
This is Christy.
Hey, Christy, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I actually just got off the phone with Keith. We spoke for about almost 30 minutes.
Okay.
And he definitely mentioned to me that you are the one to talk to for the specifics and numbers.
Okay.
You handle all that. So I was wondering if you had a few minutes to kind of talk.
Sure.
Perfect. Okay. So he was trying to give me some exact numbers of like sales, but he didn't know it all the way. So what did you guys do in 2015?
2015. I had my accountant send me that. Let me see. Because I enter the stuff, but we really have an accountant that does all that.
Oh, okay.
For us. And, but, you know, anything that I can't tell you, I can definitely get for you in no time.
Perfect.
Let's see. Last year, our sales were $1,006,379.
All right. See, because he was like, "There, you guys did 3.5.
Okay.
Okay.
That's when we have an accountant.
Okay. So 1,000,000. What was it?
1,616,379.
617.6. Okay. And what about this year? What are you guys on track to do?
We've had a good year. I can. What we've done so far.
Yeah, do you have them okay. Year-to-date?
I can get that from our accountant, though.
Well, that's fine. Do you know maybe like what you're on track to do, like a ballpark? It doesn't have to be exact right now. I'm just trying to get
it. I think that at least what we did last year or more. So we've had a lot of big jobs this year.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, Keith was mentioning that he would like to bring on some operating capital to help the business. Is that? Can you elaborate on that? Because it wasn't too specific.
Well, it's just that I guess I don't know. The only way to say it is we just need more money to help us, you know, get some things paid and have a little extra money for, because, you know, we're seasonal.
Okay.
And we do pretty good, but, you know, there is a couple months when things get a little low. And so we're just looking to have, you know, a loan to pay a few things and then have a little, you know, extra working money.
Okay. So to pay a few things, what do you mean? What are you looking to pay?
Well, like we have some vendors for, like, supplies and equipment and stuff that we would like to get our balance down to zero with them.
Okay, so that's what he did mention that to me. He said that, and correct me if this is wrong, but he said that when you guys pay the vendors, they charge you 25% on top of what you owe them or what you're ordering?
They do now if we don't have a zero balance with them.
Okay.
If we were to pay them what we owe them now, we would not have to pay them that additional 25%. What they do is we're not actually just giving them 25% more money. What they're doing is they're applying that to, you know, invoices that are still open.
Okay.
I mean, we're not like hundreds of thousands of dollars behind.
Okay.
You know, it's just a kind of way to keep us, you know, on track and to keep our balance at a certain minimum.
Got it.
So we're not just giving them extra money. It's actually being applied to stuff that we have purchased.
I see. Okay. I thought it was 25% of interest a week
was
on top. Okay.
No way.
All right. I was like, that is insane. That's why
it
I was
is
like,
insane. And I would tell them they were insane if they did that, but no, it's not.
Okay. So, 25%. And what's the balance that you owe them?
Let me look. I can pull that R.
Thank you.
Right now, we owe them $54,000.
$54,000, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, are they charging you guys interest on that?
No, they're not.
No interest being charged. Okay, you just owe them.
No, we do.
Okay. Okay, so you'd like to pay that off. What other debt is there that you'd like to pay off?
We have with Wayne Davis Concrete.
Wayne Davis Concrete?
Yes.
Is that another vendor?
It is another vendor. Do you have any idea what we owe Wayne Davis? We haven't got I think it's around $28,000. We haven't got a current statement in the mail yet.
Okay. And then the balance that you owe, what's the name of that vendor that you owe $54,000 to?
Superior Pool Products.
Superior Pool Products.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And is there anything else? I have Wayne Davis Concrete, Superior Pool Products.
Do you have any idea how much we owe Pool Builders? Okay. We owe another company called Pool Builders, and it's around $12,000. I can call and get a current statement of that.
Yeah, no, this is fine. I just want to get an idea of, it doesn't have to be exact right now. Okay, so you'd like to pay all that off. He also mentioned that you guys have a few big projects coming up. So when you have these projects that are coming up, are you using the capital? Let's say we give you guys capital. Are you going to use that to buy materials or what? I'm just trying to figure out how the money would be dispersed, you know, like how you guys will.
It would be, I'm trying to think of how he wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he's really wanting that money to use. I think he's just, because we, you know, when we get draws off jobs and we, you know, we try to apply that to things that we order and, but you know, all other things creep in. And I think he's just wanting more to have some extra money for emergencies. Like, you know, if a customer doesn't pay on time and we need to pay another vendor instead of having to go through, you know, like with Superior and having to pay the additional 25% and, you know, bicker back and forth, stuff being held up, we could go ahead and make that payment. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
'Cause he did mention, like, sometimes, he said something since the last few months you've had, like, over 100 orders for pools, and each person has to pay, like, $150 to $300, but half of them don't even pay, so...
Yeah.
That could be like $17,500 total, you know, if there's 100
orders.
Yeah,
we've got customers who, you know, just don't want to pay us, and they just say that, you know, they have more important things to do right now, which is, you know, which I understand, but we're also a company who, you know, offer them a service. And,
right.
You know, a pool is really kind of a luxury. You don't have to have it, you know.
Right, exactly.
If you don't have the money for it, and which I know we're trying to figure out a way to stop that, as you know, in getting payment. Or some kind of partial payment up front, you know, going forward, hopefully at the beginning of the year. We're working with our accountant on that to stop some of that.
Okay. Keith also mentioned that you guys are looking to purchase some materials, I believe, because the prices will be going up soon. So you wanted to stock the warehouse. What does he mean by that? What type of materials?
I think like with steel, like when we build our pools, you know, the price of steel is going up. Pretty much everything is going up, like price on equipment, stuff is going up after the first of the year. So I think he's wanting to try to get, you know, things that we use a lot, like pumps and filters and things like that, to go ahead and get them before the price increase does happen.
Do you know what the price increase is going to be?
Do you know? Kyle, I can find out. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Prices are increasing. spoke with him about wanting to go ahead and get some material and stuff and saw his prices increasing. Do you have any idea, like, the percentage-wise of what's going up?
Yeah, everything's going up from 8 to 16 cents across the board. I don't know.
28, okay. One of the owners, one of the supervisors here said everything's going up like anywhere between 8 to 16%. You know, we're not sure which one's going up, but it's okay. A pretty big increase.
That is a big increase. Okay, so you'd like to stock up? How much would you guys stock up on? Like what amount?
I have no idea.
Okay. What generally, when you purchase materials, how much does it cost to do a project on average?
It depends. We could have the equipment for one pool could be $5,000, or if we're doing a really nice bigger pool, the equipment can go all the way up to $15,000.
Okay, so five
for one job. Mm-hmm.
And then
I think he's really just wanting to get like the base. It's not like a whole kit for each. For each
right.
pool, like, you know, maybe, you know, a few motors and, you know, some steel and some rebar and
something that you guys use for multiple projects, right?
Yeah,
then,
not just to build a pool, but also for repair work also.
Okay. Oh, you guys do a lot of repair work as well.
We do. We don't just build pools. We also do maintenance, you know, repair things. We replace liners. We go out and do pool service just to clean people's pool. We lay concrete. We do a lot of stuff.
You guys are a one-stop shop for everything.
We pretty much are.
Okay. Now, when you guys do the average pool and you're doing anywhere between 5 to 15K materials, what are you guys making on each pool? What's the profit margin?
That is something Keith would have to answer for you.
Okay.
I wouldn't even begin to know how to figure that out, to be honest.
Okay. Okay. No problem. I'll give him a call on that. Put that down. Profit. Okay. Now, how long does it take you to do a project?
Oh, gosh. If it's your regular vinyl pool, not a whole lot, they can typically have it done in 2 weeks. Some pools, if a big gunite pool with a lot of rock work and waterfalls, it could take anywhere up to 4 months. It just, you know, depends on the size of the job and the weather.
Okay. Now, do your customers pay you, how do they pay you? Do they pay you, like, in payments, like, a little bit before, a little bit in the middle?
They do. Most of them, they do a deposit. Is it 3% deposit? Was it 3% or 2%? Oh, I'm sorry, 10% deposit when they sign a contract. And
okay.
Then they just do draws after we get, you know, one part done. Like once we dig it, you know, they have to pay another payment, you know, when they come, if they shoot the pool with gunite or the concrete, it's another payment. Set equipment, it's a payment. But we do have a few customers that get loans through other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll get like a 10% deposit, but we won't receive anything until the pool is completed. And I think that's kind of where Keith is wanting some working capital because, you know, we don't have any money. You know, if we dig the pool, we have to pay people to dig the pool, and that, you know, takes up, you know, a little bit of that 10%, so that doesn't leave us a lot to order the steel, the pool kit, the equipment for
mm-hmm.
pools that are on a loan.
Sure, I understand. Okay. And now he mentioned that you guys are looking to bring it on as soon as possible. Is that
uh-huh.
correct?
Yes.
Are you guys shopping with anyone else, or are we the first
no.
ones? You guys
this
are
is the first one we talked to.
Okay. And who do you currently work with your local bank?
It's the Bank of Ozarks. They just changed names.
Okay.
I believe it's the Bank of Ozarks.
Okay. And does the business have any loans out right now?
Loans, as you mean, like for equipment and stuff?
Working capital.
No, we did not.
Okay. I know he mentioned you have some tractor loans and a couple work vehicles.
We do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But no, you know, no working capital loans, nothing like that.
Okay, perfect. And you guys have been in business since 98?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to need, it's actually not that much paperwork. I'm going to
okay.
send you the application because he said you would be the one to handle all that. Is that fair
yeah.
to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the application, and then I'll need 6 months of bank statements.
Okay.
And then the most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
We did.
Okay, perfect. I will. What's a good email for me to send it to?
It's Whiten, Whiten,
mm-hmm.
_ pools.
Okay.
@att.net.
@att.net. So I got Whiten _ pools with the S on the end @att.net.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. I'll send that over. How soon do you think you could get all the information back?
I'll hopefully try to get it back today. I can go ahead and get the I've got the bank statements and the taxes. It just depends on if there's any more information on the application you may need, but I should be able to get it back today.
Okay, perfect. And then I will need Keith's signature on the application, so I know he's out in the field right now. But
I'll go track him down.
Yeah. Okay.
We're
cool.
A small town.
Oh, okay. How big is the town?
How big do you think Carrollton is? I mean, we're growing, but we're
population.
Yeah, I don't know, but we're not a very big town. Keith would know all that information. But
yeah,
he should run for mayor. But yeah, we're not big at all.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll send that over, and then do you want to take down my direct line in case you have any questions?
Yes, I was going to ask you for that.
Let me know when you're ready.
It's I'm ready.
858-909-8867. Okay. And my name is Jeremiah.
Okay.
And that should be it. I'll send that over in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
One more quick question. When you guys pay off the vendors that you owe, mm-hmm. how will that benefit you guys?
Well, what we're going to try to do is, because we have a high balance with them,
right.
we are having to pay the additional 25%. And if we don't pay it, then like we can't get material. And so it stops us from getting another job, but it's allowing us not to have terms with them. Once we can get this balance down with them, it allows us to go back to our 30 or 60, depending on the vendor day terms. And that way we can get back on track and using our deposits to pay the if I'm saying it right,
mm-hmm.
if it makes sense what I'm saying, is we can get our terms back, which makes it easier to keep our balance at zero.
Okay, so once you get to zero, it'll be easy for you guys to order more, put it on there, and then pay it off right away and keep it zero. Okay. Now, do you know what type of terms you guys are looking for in particular?
No.
Keith would know that.
Keith would know that. But when you say terms, like, what do you offer? I mean,
well, I told them, I let them know, you know, a little bit what we do and what type of programs we do. We do anywhere between short terms from 12 months all the way to 36. I know he was looking along the lines of 36.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to obviously try to get you guys the best term and the best rate as possible.
Okay.
So I'll send that over, and then as soon as you get it back to me, I can start working on it.
Okay.
And then I'll probably give you guys an answer. Let me see, what's today? If you get it to me by the end of today, I may call you by Thursday.
Okay, because I'm going to be out of town Friday and won't be back in the office till Monday.
Okay,
so,
nice. You're going on vacation?
You know, it's my 5-year anniversary, so I talked to my husband into taking me up to Chicago for the weekend.
There you go.
So I'm trying to visit a lot of big cities, and it drives him crazy, but he's a good sport and tags along.
He kind of doesn't have a choice, but yeah.
No, he doesn't. If he wants to be happy, he just nods his head and says, okay.
Yeah, right on. I understand that.
And where are you located at?
We are in San Diego, California.
Okay. I've been to San Diego. That's one of the towns I've already marked off my list. I love it out there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Very
When did you come out here?
Gosh, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
That I actually didn't go out there with my husband. I went out there with my mother and my brother, who was taking your engineering exam. And but I did talk my husband into going to San Francisco last year, and he actually really enjoyed it. So
that's awesome. That's cool. That's awesome that you're able to go and travel, because a lot of people don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, it drives my dad crazy, who's a homebody. But I said, you know, I'd rather just spend a couple thousand and travel than just to blow it on nothing. So.
Exactly, because it'll go eventually.
It sure will. Before you know it, it's just one shopping trip to the mall, you know, and it's $2,000 gone.
Exactly.
If you're not careful with kids.
Exactly. Okay. All right, Christy. Well, I appreciate your time. I'll send that over, and okay. You have my number. If you have any questions, just give me a ring.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Right. Bye. Bye-bye.